other civilizations that have been on this planet thousands of years ago seem to have been a little more advanced than we have been in North America in terms of astral projecting. India, China. Why is that? And again, thousands of years ago, why is it that we are having so much difficulty trying to understand this?
I think a lot of history has been falsified, as you appear to believe as well, and that there have been previous advanced civilizations on our planet. Do you think the same?
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe in the Atlantis and others, and then also I believe it's possible that we've been visited, that we might have been seeded, helped along a little bit.
Yeah, I fully agree with that. I've encountered some, you could say, remnants of these past civilizations during astral projections. And one experience I had, or would be 20 years ago, I was doing some deep trance meditation experiments, and I felt something touch me in my mind, and I projected out of my body towards that, sort of tracking it down. And I appeared in this cave inside of a mountain somewhere. I don't know exactly where it was. I was deep underground. And in front of me was this tall person dressed all in black leather, it looked like. And he was, I mean, by tall, it was like, you know, 7 feet tall. And a dark-haired young man, mm-hmm. and he had this apparatus in front of him, which looked like some kind of a fancy electronic telescope. And he was surprised to see me, but we talked a little bit, and he explained that that was a thought telescope, which he used to tune into people and events around the world, and that he could observe things and influence, put ideas in people's heads and that. And he told me he was a semi-living created being, thousands of years old, that had been left here as a, they called themselves the guardians, from a previous civilization. And after this, a woman, who was also very tall, entered the building, the tunnel, I should say,
yeah.
the cave, and she was also close to 7 feet tall, dressed in black, and they took me through this tunnel, and I, at the end of this short tunnel, I came out into this balcony area, and there was this enormous cave, which had an ocean in it. And it went off into the distance, hundreds of miles long, possibly. It was huge. And above was an artificial sun, and down below on the shore of this ocean was like a small city, all made of stone, which was deserted. And they told me this was a bolt hole, which remnants of previous civilizations have used to save the gene pool.
On this planet?
Yeah, this planet, yeah.
And was this something that exists right now, if we could find it?
If you could find it, I would imagine it would be there. It seemed very real.
Well, it sounds like a journey to the center of the Earth, doesn't it?
Yeah, it felt a bit that way. It's an amazing experience. I've never had any more contact with those particular types of beings, but that was like a one-off thing.
Have you ever astral projected to the far side of the moon or anything like that? Ingo Swann, in his remote viewing, has always talked about alien bases on the moon.
I have been to the moon, yeah, and I have seen those types of bases there.
Describe them for us, and we may have to talk a little bit about it next hour, too.
Yeah, the bases, well, the moon is very dry and dusty, of course, not much life there. But on the other side, the bases, there's tunnel entrances mainly I've found going down into complexes underground, fairly well shielded and hidden, and yeah.
Was it your impression, Robert, that those bases were still being used or that they had been vacated?
Some of them were empty, but some of them were still being used.
And what type of aliens?
The same types of aliens I've seen in the astral around.
The greys
again. The typical grey type ones, and the taller ones look like with heads like a praying mantis type sort of a head.
So you didn't see any human beings there?
I did see some humans there as well, yeah. And some astral projection type of these beings as well.